Faith group leaders are calling for a vote on hate speech reforms to be pushed back, saying the time frame prevents proper scrutiny. The draft legislation is to be debated on Monday when Parliament returns early, with the bill to include a defence for people quoting directly from a religious text and a plan to create a principle-based test for conduct that incites racial hatred. Anglican Bishop Michael Stead says the reform creates a minefield of definitions about hate, while Australian National Imams Council President Sheikh Shadi Al-Suleiman says the bill could expose past lawful speech to new penalties. But Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has told Channel 7 he believes the government is striking the right balance.
These arguments have been put in front of the Intelligence Committee over the last couple of days. The Intelligence Committee is a serious committee. They'll work through the detail and provide a report, I expect, by the end of the week. And so the government will have a look at that. But the exemption is there simply to make sure that we've got freedom of religion in Australia, just to make sure that people who are not involved in hate don't inadvertently get caught up.